Well, it's time now to take a look at what's happening in and around the Western Cape this weekend. And we're going to start with an interesting event taking place at the waterfront today, and that is the Upcycle Public Walkabout. Now, are you interested to see what future workspaces could look like? Well, global property developer JLL and its subsidiary Tetris Design and Build is hosting an exhibition at Maker's Landing at the V&A waterfront today. It's called Upcycle, and there's a walkabout hosted by Heath Nash taking place at 11 o'clock. Joining us on the line now for more information is event spokesperson Glenda Venn. Glenda, good morning. Thanks for joining us so early on a Saturday morning. Are you there and getting ready for your event already?
Yes, no, I'm not at the venue yet. Thank you, Vicky, and thank you for inviting us onto the show, and good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks, Glenda. It's actually Amy. Vicky is my producer sitting in the sound booth alongside me. This future workspaces, it's an interesting concept for an exhibition. Why does the company think interrogating workspaces is so important?
Well, I think post-pandemic has been a big conversation globally about how do we go back to work. Mm. And along with that is an interesting dynamic that has happened around furniture, because as we move storage into the cloud and we do things digitally, we need less office furniture, and we're also looking for more comfortable workspaces, places where we can collaborate and meet colleagues and do less stuff which we can do online at home. And in that, there's a lot of furniture that becomes unnecessary or discarded. And if you look at our partner in this project, Sunlam, when they have 22,000 employees, that means a lot of furniture sitting in warehouses that needs to be reconsidered, repurposed. And, you know, one person's unneeded thing is another needed thing in a different context or community. So we tasked six design teams to help us imagine how you could do that. For example, one person took COVID screens, which you can imagine for 2 years we had on desks in every office. They're all in warehouses now. And one designer created that into the most beautiful oxygen work pod, which is a little hothouse filled with spec boom and a beautiful chair and desk where you could sit and take a call and have a cup of coffee. And I think that's what the public could expect to see today if they came. It's just these wonderful pieces of whimsical, playful, interactive design that help us rethink furniture, rethink the office, and also rethink our context with work and how we work.
And perhaps get a bit of inspiration for redoing their own office spaces.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone has it at home. We all have that garage at home where you put things in the garage that you don't want to get rid of them, but you've still got them. And actually, it could be more useful in another context. And I think if I take Patrick Bongwe, the Congolese artist, took 80 desk shelves from old desks and built a four-way grandstand, which is called Carrefour, an exchange of ideas.
Mm.
So he took an old storage place of ideas and turned it into a new way to engage with ideas and other people and connect. Mm. Lovely.
Now, Glenda, is the event only for architects and designers, or is it also open to just general public members that may be interested in getting some inspiration, as I said, for their own workspaces?
Open for the public. Come and have a look at 11 a.m. I think Heath Nash is such a great champion of upcycling and circular design. And, you know, each piece has been trained from a sustainability point score. Mm. We have very rigorous processes, and we've made sure that whatever we extracted, we tracked how people used it, there will be no waste, and all of the artworks are going to be relocated into public spaces or office spaces in Cape Town. So I do think it's a lovely opportunity for people just to come and really refresh themselves with playful design.
Lovely. Now, the walk is taking place at 11 o'clock, although the display is on most of the day, from my understanding. How long does the walk take, and what will that focus on?
The walk takes an hour,
okay.
And each of the artists is on site today to talk about the inspiration, to talk about how they approach the work, to highlight for people how they process work. Because, you know, when you go into a warehouse and it's full of stacked old shelves and metal bits, like Hoven did, they're there to describe. So the Hoven piece, the only new thing on their installation are the screws. And I think it's a wonderful exhibition where the artists can really help people imagine how they worked, how they saw things, and also for people to think, how could I apply that principle of circular design in my own life or office space, as you say.
Now, Glenda, importantly, details for listeners if they'd like to come along. I understand it is free, but you will have to pay for parking at Maker's Landing. Where can listeners get more information? Where should they go?
If you come to Maker's Landing, we'll all be on site from about 10 o'clock. But if we're not there, there are information panels that will help people understand each artwork as opposed to next to it. If anyone has any questions, I think you can go to the Tetris website where there is details of each artist and each installation.
Glenda Venn, I wish you lots of success with your exhibition today. It sounds fantastic, and thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
It's a pleasure, Amy.
Just a reminder, listeners, if you'd like to go to that exhibition, it's taking place today at Maker's Landing at the V&A Waterfront. It's called Upcycle, and lots of inspiration there. If you have a co-working space or you have your own home office and you would like new and sustainable ways to give it a little bit of an upgrade or a little bit of a makeover, head over to Maker's Landing today between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Entrance is free. You will just have to pay for your parking.
This is Cape Talk.
Right, let's move on to our second pick of things to do in and around the Western Cape today, and that is Isihlahla Sengoma. One night only, the show Isihlahla Sengoma is on at the Baxter today at 5 p.m. It's an exciting African musical production that features a variety of expressive forms such as drums, dance, poetry, and song. The show features artists dedicated to social justice and the well-being of Africans. Now, on the line to tell us more is the co-director and performer Msaka Mona and the performer Khomotso Petu, a.k.a. Sonis. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Msaka, let's start with you. Why should people come and see this play today, and how's it going to change or impact their lives?
Hi, good morning, Molweni. So imagine a lot has happened so far in Mzansi, in the Western Cape and in the world. But also imagine taking the moment to come under a tree, to gather, to reconnect, to retell stories that are affirming to us, and to rekindle hope. Isihlahla means tree, and ingoma means song. Thus, Isihlahla Sengoma is the tree of song, where we want to connect with who we are, between ourselves, amongst ourselves, and for ourselves and for our well-being through the arts, through performance.
Okay, and Sonis, let's go to you now. Tell us about your role and some of the other performers that are alongside you in the production.
I'm one of the artists who form part of the three main artists that are part of this. You know, so we are branches of this tree, but we are not the only ones. There are others just, you know, supporting, being the stem to this. So I am, my roots are in the Northwest, former Botswana, and, you know, Msaka is from Mpumalanga, and then we do have Kama, who is from Khayelitsha. So we are from different just places in South Africa, just bringing our different touches, our different flavors, and our just from, you know, just forming this beautiful mosaic of what we call South African as well. So I'm there just offering my music, my heart, just, you know, and just my healing to this production.
So it sounds like a very, very sort of emotive and heartfelt production that you two are taking part in. Now, it was meant to be performed at the Baxter's Zabalaza Theatre Festival, but it was postponed. Can ticket holders still get entry for today?
Yes, ticket holders can get that you bought and you still have it. You can still use that same ticket and come through and it will work.
Okay. And Msaka, how much are the tickets?
So the tickets are going for $50.
$50. And can you get those at the door or do you need to pre-book?
Ideally pre-book on web tickets or pick and pay, but also at the door if you do arrive at least 30 minutes before the show.
Okay. Msaka, where can people get more information about the show?
On the Baxter Theatre's website, and also there is a Facebook page titled Isihlahla Sengoma, the event page.
All right. And we'll put that spelling up on our Facebook page and our website as well, along with this podcast, so that people can understand exactly where to go and they don't get lost. Tsones, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about this performance before we let you go and prepare for your big show today?
I think that just to make it clear what it is, you could say it is a music offering with theatricals, you know, with a very strong storytelling element. And we tell our stories in the way that we dress, in the flow of the music, and in poetry, in words, and just in the mood of the instrumentals as well. So even if you don't hear the language, you will definitely feel it. You will feel it.
It sounds wonderful. Thank you both for joining me so early on a Saturday morning. And I wish you all the best and lots of success this afternoon in your production that is taking place at 5 o'clock today at the Baxter Concert Hall. Booking is through web tickets, online or Pick and Pay stores. And if you would like to catch that show, I'll just give you the spelling of it again. I'm just busy pulling it up on my notes here because I cannot remember the spelling. Isihlahla Sengoma. Isihlahla Sengoma is the name of the production. One night only at the Baxter Theatre.
Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
And finally, our third and final pick of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend is something that I've heard a lot of my colleagues talking about on the radio this week, so I'm sure that you have already heard about it, but here is another opportunity to find out about the concert taking place at the Artscape called Finding the Light, an evening with musical theatre stars. Lovers of the musicals can catch the final performances of local and international artists singing classics from the world of musical theatre at the Artscape this weekend, accompanied by the full Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Brandon Phillips and hosted by comedian Mark Lottering. A couple of weeks back, Sarah Jane caught up with the organizers of the show, which is the Khaleesi Foundation's Lauren and Jessica. And we've got this clip to play for you now, which is Sarah Jane in conversation with Lauren about the program.
So the Khaleesi Foundation is 4 years old, and we have been, they were birthed out of the desire of Rachel and Sia, just from a goal and a vision that they had after winning the World Cup, you know, similar to what Jessica said, is having this desire to want to do good, but also knowing that there's so much that needs to be done in terms of social development and what that looks like. So the foundation was birthed, and we currently work within three integrated focus areas. So gender-based violence, food security, and education and sport. Our education and sports work is predominantly in Zwide, which is Sia's hometown. And then, you know, just in a natural, with regards to our food security program, we run community kitchen programs where we have over 34 kitchens that we support in various ways. And then the majority of our work that we do within Cape Town is predominantly gender-based violence support. And that's working alongside implementing partners such as Saki Bartman, the Justice Desk Community Intervention Center.
And I've heard rave reviews about Finding the Light. So if you haven't been to see it, there's a matinee this afternoon, there's a show tonight, and there's another matinee tomorrow. Three more opportunities. I believe there are a few tickets still up for grabs, so you can still get there, and all for such a worthwhile cause. So there you go. Those are our top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend.